Pat Miller and Pam Katoof are moms who met on a playground years ago. Their friendship deepened after both of their sons, Justin and John, were diagnosed as having autism. The moms couldn't find an appropriate school, so they helped found one, the Garden Academy in West Orange, New Jersey. Then, as the boys got older, Pat and Pam realized they'd have trouble finding meaningful employment, so they founded a company, Beloved Bath, which makes boutique bath products and provides employment now for up to 12 people living with autism. They just moved into a new manufacturing space. Now, if you're like me and are glued to a TV set in this news cycle, you know that that is their company that's featured in an ad for Northwestern Mutual.
Beloved Bath started with a little lavender and a little salt and the desire to keep our kids calm. Pat and I started it for our sons, but we also started it for the community.
So we welcome you. Pat Miller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And Pam Katoof, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
So when our producer said he'd like to do this story, I said, lavender, again, because I've seen this ad. So, Pat, you start. Tell us about the company and why and how bath products came to be the product.
Sure. So Beloved Bath, as you said, is a boutique bath company. And as our children with autism were looking for opportunities for meaningful employment for them. And we found through some sampling that this would be a great vocation for them, because making soaps and making bath products like bath salts and lotions and candles are, you know, sort of step by step. And so we were able to break down the manufacturing of these products into simple steps that any individuals with autism, no matter where they fell on the spectrum, could learn and feel good about being able to complete.
And Pam, do I understand that it was also, you know, inspired, or maybe this was just the ad, by the fact that you had bathed your boys when they were little in lavender?
Yes, absolutely. So we had discovered that putting lavender and lavender essential oil into bath salts was so soothing for our boys. So we started to, instead of buying it ourselves, we started to make it. And then we said, this is fun, let's package it. And we did it together. Hey, let's make them gifts for friends and family. And then people started to ask us for it. And that's how the idea of the business started. It really just organically evolved.
Well, now they get to work with lavender, you know, so they're infused with it as they're doing the work. How difficult would it have been for them to get this kind of work if you hadn't provided it? Pat?
It would be extremely difficult. Research shows us that anywhere between 80 to 90% of individuals with autism, once they turn 21, are either unemployed or underemployed. So there really is not enough of a business opportunity or employment out there for individuals with autism. And so Justin and John, both of our boys, have severe autism. And so finding an opportunity for them was going to be extremely difficult.
And Pam, talk about Northwestern Mutual. It's a beautiful ad about, you know, your company, but they also played a role in helping you be a for-profit, not a charity. Why was that important to you?
It was very important for us to be able to pay our employees, because often the only kind of work that's available for people with disabilities is volunteer opportunities. But also to give our employees a sense of accomplishment and achievement, and not always to be on the receiving end of benefits. So we wanted to show that it could be done and done well and still be a company that makes a profit and pays all of the employees.
Right. But also, you know, has a workday where people really understand these employees and can work closely with them, which I imagine there are families that are probably knocking down your door. What do you say to them? Am I right that you're hearing from a lot of people?
Yeah, this is Pat. Yes, you are absolutely correct. We have a waiting list of employees that would love to work with us. And we're just so blessed to be able to be in a space now, because before that, we really were very much limited in how many employees we had. So we are able to grow in this space, but obviously not to the level that we would love to be able to offer, you know, everyone who needs a job. So obviously this is a start, and it's a hopeful start that we can employ more than we currently have. But the ideal thing would be, one, to support other businesses who are doing this. And ultimately, obviously, we'd love to grow and have different satellites across the state. I know we've had people from Florida call us asking us if we would ever have a satellite in Florida or in Texas. And, you know, what we can say is we can dream maybe one day.
Pat Miller, Pam Katouf, founders of the company Beloved Bath, their tagline, meaningful employment for people with autism. We'll hook you up to everything at hereandnow.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing our mission.